Spreading the message there is room for every kid in the STEM field, here is Rebecca White. Rebecca, thank you for being our community builder.
Okay, so I want to begin by asking you to tell me a little bit about your professional background and what led you to your journey with Engineers of Tomorrow.
Going way, way back, I'll say, I never had engineers as role models when I was in elementary school or even in high school. And what happened was my parents at the time signed me up for a science and engineering camp at Queen's University. I grew up in Kingston. And I just had the time of my life. It was the best thing I'd ever done. I couldn't wait to go back. So I went year after year to this camp called Science Quest. I really credit my decision to choose engineering as a potential career path to the experiences that I had at that camp. So fast forward, and I did obviously choose to study engineering, and I chose to study it at Queen's University, and it was there that I decided to continue my experience with that science and engineering camp, and I needed a job in the summer. I worked at the camp, and that's where I met Erica Lee Garcia. She actually hired me as an instructor for the camp, and she is now the founder of Engineers of Tomorrow. So we both graduated from our respective engineering degrees and went off into the world to use our newfound skills and become engineers and help solve problems and make the world a better place. And I ended up going into primarily food and pharmaceutical. It was my experience. Bring medicine to people that needed it and make the process more efficient for the folks that were working on the production lines. But just got to a place in my own personal life where I felt like I needed to connect to really a bigger sense of purpose and have a way to give back. And that's where things came full circle back to my experience at Science Quest. And I just really reflected on how I felt during that time. Very energetic, and I had a lot of fun, and I just had really positive memories connected with that experience. So, I jumped on board, took the opportunity to get involved and see how we can now work together to create those same experiences for the youth of today.
And I understand you're a big advocate for diversity and inclusion in the engineering field. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I mean, we're big believers in the value of diversity, especially when it comes to solving complex problems and complex challenges. I mean, just look at what's going on in the world right now. You need different ways of thinking. You really need a diverse set of thinkers to be able to solve these grand problems. So the messages that kids are receiving when they're in grade 4, 5, 6, you name it, all through, kindergarten through grade 12, just sort of perpetuate the same type of thinkers to choose engineering as potentially their profession. We like to use some strategic ways of messaging so that we can reach a broader audience. Or what we really like to say is just invite more kids to know that there's a place for you in engineering. Did you know that engineers help people? Did you know that engineers turn ideas into reality? And just get kids thinking and getting curious and asking why.
Speaking about when you said that, there's a place for everyone within the engineering field, we're especially hearing this about girls. And, from a young age, many girls are feeling somewhat like they're getting societal messages, I'm not good at math, I'm more of a language person, I'll never, go into engineering. Tell me about why we need to kind of rework these messages for girls and like how important it is for them to be able to kind of see themselves within these fields.
There's just a lot at play in terms of why girls aren't choosing engineering as a profession. It's very, deeply rooted. There's a lot of studies going on and some really great information coming out about how we can put some interventions into the way that we are talking to these girls or doing STEM outreach these days to be able to help them understand that there is a place for them as well.
Yeah, and what's kind of an example of, you know, how you kind of need to offer a different perspective about engineering, specifically targeting girls? What's kind of a different, you know, approach you have to take?
Female role models are a great way to help girls see that there could be a place for them. So if they can see it, right? I think back to my days at Science Quest and looking at the female instructors at the time who would have been in engineering school. And so for me, there was no question. I just assumed, you know, look, there's others there, so why wouldn't I be able to do it?
I know you said that you weren't ever a professional engineer because you didn't get your license, but I'm curious, in your studies with engineering, you have your degree within engineering. What has this field given you?
You know, we're sort of driven to solve problems and almost fueled by it, right? There's really no problems too big or too small. I get really excited about figuring things out. So the problems I'm solving now are how to shift these messages for kids on this big, broader scale. So I would say that the profession really has just given me that drive to be curious and to solve problems and to help change people's lives.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I really appreciate your time, and I'm really excited about you being one of our community builders.
I'm so grateful to live in such a great community. Thank you so much.
You can catch all of our community builders' interviews at orangevilletoday.ca.